Fighting a deadly virus.
There are two more cities that are going to be under veritable lockdown.
Democrats make their case.
In a perfect call, the president would not solicit foreign interference.
GOP legal team confident.
Without a question, the president will be acquitted.
Balls and strikes and technology.
Testing robot umps at spring training.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The epicenter of the deadly coronavirus outbreak is in China, but concern stretches thousands of miles away to places like Chicago's O'Hare Airport.
They just had a little sign that said, if you're coming from Wuhan, let us know. If you have a fever, let us know.
Someone who got off a plane at LAX showed symptoms and is being checked. In China, CBS's Remy Innocencio tells us Wuhan and two other cities are under lockdown as the containment effort expands.
We're talking about 19 to 20 million people here. There has been a run on markets. They've been cleaned out of food. The government has said, listen, don't hoard because there is enough food. Of course, people are very nervous. They're fearful. People are wearing masks everywhere you look.
At least 17 deaths in China have been blamed on the virus. In the U.S., there is one confirmed case. Dr. George Diaz is involved in the high-tech care in quarantine.
The robot that we're using has access to a special stethoscope, which lets me listen to the patient's lungs, heart, etc., and do an exam.
Well, now to Washington, where CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on President Trump's Senate impeachment trial as House Democrats present the case.
The president went to extraordinary lengths to cheat in the next election.
In granular detail, the seven impeachment managers laid out all the ways the president, his aides, and his lawyer sought to pressure Ukraine.
It presents significant and shocking evidence of President Trump's corrupt intent.
They also expressed frustration about the evidence they were refused.
The State Department sending a first-person cable is an extraordinary step. I would like to read it to you right now, except I don't have it, because the State Department wouldn't provide it.
It all, they argued, added up to abuse of power, warranting removal from office.
His administration was quietly placing an illegal hold on critical military aid to support our friends.
Democrats called the arguments masterful.
This presentation was one of the most powerful court appearances that I have ever seen.
Many Republicans called it repetitive.
President Trump is somehow fixing to steal this next election. I think that's a crazy conspiracy theory, but really their whole case is built on that, and he came back to it over and over and over.
The president's legal team took notes from a nearby table, readying its defense for later this week.
We will be putting on both an affirmative case in defense of the president, but also pointing out some of the errors in the case that they presented.
On the campaign trail in Iowa, it's clear things haven't been smoothed over between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders with new attack ads after it seemed they called a truce. CBS's Ed O'Keefe sought answers from Biden.
Why wasn't his apology enough, Mr. Vice President? Why attack Sanders?
Why? You're getting nervous, man. Calm down. It's okay. He apologized for saying that I was corrupt. He didn't say anything about whether or not I was telling the truth about Social Security.
It was a wild scene last night in downtown Seattle.
I heard, bah, 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 bah. I knew it wasn't fireworks, and then I started screaming.
It was gunfire, and when it was over, one person was dead, seven wounded. Police believe there were multiple shooters. No arrests have been made. Accusers are expected to begin testifying today at the Harvey Weinstein sex assault trial after opening statements from his lawyers and the prosecution.
They told the jury of seven men and five women that Harvey Weinstein was a sexual predator and a rapist. But his attorneys painted a different picture of the 67-year-old, showing excerpts from emails from accusers who seemed to maintain a relationship even after Weinstein allegedly sexually assaulted them. One even asked for premiere tickets to the Cannes Film Festival from the former movie mogul. Prosecutors say the accuser's fear was a struggle they went through to, quote, push the trauma down. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
American crews who've gone to Australia to fight wildfires have been welcomed as heroes. Yesterday, there was tragedy as all three Americans on a water tanker died when the aircraft crashed. Gladys Berejiklian is the premier in New South Wales.
It demonstrates the dangerous work currently being undertaken, and it also demonstrates the conditions that our firefighters are working under.
This brings the death toll from the fires to 31. The Trump administration's out with new visa restrictions aimed at reducing what's known as birth tourism. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Starting tomorrow, any woman suspected of wanting to come to the U.S. primarily to give birth will have to prove she has the money to pay for it. Not clear how consular officials will determine whether a visa applicant is pregnant. They're not allowed to ask. Also, many wealthy foreigners planning to give birth in the U.S. will likely already meet the new criteria. Birth tourism is not illegal because the U.S. Constitution says anyone born in the U.S. is a U.S. citizen. Steve?
Nine parents were aboard a flight from Guatemala that landed in Los Angeles yesterday after a judge found the government had unlawfully prevented them from seeking asylum. They had been deported. Their kids stayed here. Some had not seen their children in a year and a half. In about 3 weeks, parts of Florida will come alive as Major League Baseball spring training camps open and players will get a look at robot umpires. CBS's Peter King is in Orlando.
Baseball fans will still see and hear this, but at nine Florida spring training sites, computers and scanners will measure the strike zone to compare results with umpires' calls. Commissioner Rob Manfred says the robot calls are three-dimensional and more accurate than the human eye. They won't be used in actual spring training games, but will be used during Class A Florida State League games that are played in the same parks. The human umps will hear the computerized calls through an earpiece. They'll still make the calls for checked swings and other plays. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Warnings about new online scams. One's a message that appears to come from FedEx, telling people to click on a link to give key information to get a package delivered. Another looks like it's from Amazon, where a link needs a credit card number to claim a gift. From the real estate listings, a fire sale unlike any other.
Want to buy a firehouse? One in Fremont, California can be yours for just $1. But there's a caveat, and it's a big one.
The catch is that they have to move the building to the other location, which costs money.
A lot of money, according to that representative from the building company. Anywhere from $250,000 to move it even a few blocks. The area is going to be redeveloped into townhouses, retail outlets, and cafes. The two-story building from the 1950s is historic, so the first effort is to try to preserve it before it's demolished. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
In a truly nutty story, Planters reported the death of its longtime mascot, Mr. Peanut, at 104. But in lieu of tears and flowers, the company wants us to pay attention to its Super Bowl ad and, of course, buy more peanuts. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kaifen, CBS News.